start at item number two, according to the our agenda. Briefing by the Department of Justice on the draft notice and schedule determining the rate with effect from 1st April 2015, at which salaries, allowances, and benefits are payable to constitutional court judges and judges annually for approval by the Parliament in terms of Section 2, 4 of the Judges' Remuneration and Conditions of an Employment Act 2001. That is Act number 47 of 2001. And also item number 3. I want the Commission just to take it as it is. We're not going to stop. You brief us about the court judges, and then brief us about the magistrate as it is. You are not going to stop. And as the Honourable Mohapi said, that I'm seeing the members are aware, at least you just summarise and brief it, and then we'll take it from there. Sir. Over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, and honourable members. I'm with Mr. Blandon Williams from the ministry. Yesterday, the same said before the portfolio committee, and it went through the requirement that it must first be approved by both House of Parliament, so that it can then be given effect to. Briefly, in terms of the judges, the recommendation initially from the independent Remuneration Commission was that Chief Justice and there be a distinguished Chief Justice up your level of the President of the Supreme Court of Appeal. They receive 5%, then 5.5% from the rest of the judges. The President have accepted, determined all levels of judges at 4.4%, 4.5%, in view of the economic situation that the House is aware of. With regard to magistrates, so it's 4.4% for all judges without any distinction, which the President has basically approved, determined, subject to approval by this House. With regard to magistrates, there was also a sliding scale by the Commission. There was going to be a 5.5% for the magistrates from the Chief Magistrate up to the Chief Regional Court President. We note that in the notice is the special grade chief magistrate, which is the level equivalent of the regional court president. And the president has accepted as is, that is, in terms of the president, all magistrates from the level of chief magistrate, that is those earning just beyond 1 million, is recommended to be 5.5%. Those are the three categories: regional court president, chief magistrate, regional magistrate, and regional court president, 5.5%. Then levels from magistrate to senior magistrate is 6%. And this is from the 1st of April 2015. I can just indicate that there have been some engagement between the Minister and the Minister of Finance to come to this determination, and I think this is to the extent that it covers, tries to close the gap. It's quite a 53% gap between what the magistrates earn and the judge earn. And I think they are doing mostly the same work at different levels. And I think there's always been that concern that we need to narrow the gap at some point or so. So the line scales are to facilitate this kind of process. It's not so much, but I think it takes us somewhere in terms of narrowing the gap, etc. Hence, it's 4.4. For judges, and 6% for an ordinary magistrate, and that will come just close to 50%. Thanks, Chair and members. We recommend that this House therefore approve the determination by the President so that we can move on with processing the increments in terms of our own systems. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Commissioner. Honourable members, any clarity or whatever? Thanks, Honourable Happy.
Chairperson, thanks very much. It's not clarity, Chair, because this is a well-researched push from the side of the president to ensure that consideration has been taken in terms of the economic challenges of our country. I would move that we approve the proposal as presented by Justice Department.
Thank you, Honourable Mahapi. Honourable Manipule.
Mine is with regards to I do hereby second Honourable Mahapi for this, the work that has been done by the Commission. So with that also maybe it will be done by ourselves, a communique to the office as well. Remember last day when you were here, the issue of the medical aids and what? So the progress, I'm not sure when we'll be able to keep us abreast on the issues that we have raised, and then they are still lingering, that needs to be addressed. But over and above that, I do by here as a good seconded. Mine is to assess that. So, thank you.
Thank you, Fancy.
Thanks, Chair. I'm not sure, because it might be difficult after they've moved for adoption to, you know, ask questions for something I wanted to be clear. I would want to check, Chair, this is the last month of the financial year. Is it the department having the budget to comply with this, what we're talking about, or are they intending to push it to the next financial year? I thought it's something that as we pass it, we need to have a clear understanding of what is going to happen. We are the oversight, you know, structure, and then if we just pass without checking some of the things that might come and hit back on, why have you, without getting all these particular things? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me apologize, because I heard that it would be 2 o'clock. So I was caught up in another meeting. Chairperson, as much as I wanted to clarify, my question is, this percentage, is it talking to the inflation rate, which is now at this percent as it is? I'm not talking to you now. Secondly, I wanted to understand, in this letter, there's a term that Section 12(1)(a) of the Magistrate Act of 1993. And at the look of this, what has been said, that there's no repealing of this legislation. This has been counted around the issue of the Act of 1993. Why am I appealing for a clarity? Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. I think there was a proposal and seconded, but I think this clarity we have to answer the questions from the members, as much that is supported. Over to you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I'll deal with the most, and I'll ask my colleague to deal with the issue of inflation, because it was dealt with extensively by the Commission. But in terms of the budget availability, in terms of our finance system, the salaries of judges and magistrates is a direct charge of the National Revenue Fund. So what gets approved gets paid, and it will be obtained directly from the vote, from the direct charge. So, and the Minister of Finance, in terms of the consultation, have dealt with that issue. So there will be money from the direct charge to pay for the increase of judges and magistrates that have been taken care of in terms of the initial consultation, etc. The second point, honourable member, yes, the issue of the medical and the pension, as we presented it to them here, we did indicate to this house that they need to be subjected to a comprehensive review by the very same commission, and government will make its submission to that review. The commission has not started yet with the comprehensive review because there's still an engagement in terms of the cost and the time that will take to do that process. And once that happens, we'll basically make our own submission from a police perspective. But it's not falling off the radar. It's just a matter which the commission is aware it must deal with it, and it needs to find itself resources and programs to start dealing with that, etc. And the last point I'll deal with, the Act, the determination is in terms of the Magistrates Act of 1993, and the Act that we seek to repeal or to completely overhaul is the Magistrates Court Act of 1944 in terms of the lower courts bill, etc. As far as the Magistrates Court Act is concerned, it basically addresses most, it's basically was enacted by this parliament to enhance the independence of the magistracy, and it's in line with our constitutional imperative. It's the one, the Magistrates Court Act, that still require a comprehensive review also. I ask my colleague to deal with the inflation part from the report. If you have checked, find the space there.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, in terms of the recommendations by the Independent Relations Commission, they did in fact look at the inflation rate. You will see in the government notice that was published on 20 November last year, 2015, which was also applicable, of course, the same is just not for the judges and the magistrates, but also for members of parliament, so I'm quite sure you will be aware and interested in that. They did take that into account. In fact, they looked at the consumer price index and they indicated it peaked at 6% and then declined to about 4.4%. And what they also took into consideration was the projection for 2016, the inflation rate, and I think of all the big banks, and the average was 6% to 6.2%. So which means if you look at the issue of the judges, we'll probably just be under that because they're getting 4.4, but that if you look at their salary levels and then the issue of the where they have actually capped it, so maybe just be a little bit under that. But at least the magistrates is on 6%, and then the more senior magistrate, in other words, the chief magistrate, the regional corps presidents, and the regional magistrates, they're getting 5.5%. But those were considered and taken into consideration by the, quite correct, but taken into consideration by the Independent Relations Commission.
Thank you very much for the clarity. And I think Honourable Mhapi was proposing that this must be approved and seconded by Honourable Manepule. Is this still in order?
Yes.
Thank you very much. If it's in order, and if that is in order, let's start with the report. The members have read it now, there's no need of repeating. Thank you very much, it's approved. Honourable members, I think this is the end of our business. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you, Honourable members, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pastor, why are you laughing?
No, because I want to go.
Oh, you want to go? I'm really sorry for holding you up. So sorry.